President Biden is trying to make it easier for people to leave their jobs for a better opportunity. The plan is to crack down on non-compete agreements as part of a larger executive order that President Biden is signing today. These non-compete agreements make it tougher for workers to switch to a rival company, and according to the White House, tens of millions of American workers have signed them. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, good to speak with you.
You too, Peter.
And tell me, what does a worker typically agree to when they do sign one of these agreements?
So it's basically an agreement that you sign that says, when I leave this company, I won't go work for a competing company, at least for a certain amount of time that's set out in the agreement. And it's something people either sign off on when they take a job or else when they get laid off, Peter. It's an agreement that they must sign in order to receive a severance package when they are laid off.
All right. Well, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this week that about half of private sector businesses require at least some of their employees to sign these agreements. When, you know, that's kind of surprising because we would assume that they're tied to really high profile jobs. But in fact, all sorts of industries and jobs require them.
Well, yeah, that's true. They are very prevalent in, say, financial services industry, where a firm doesn't want a banker or trader to leave and take their clients or their knowledge of a company's strategy with them. Pretty common in the technology industry as well, as a way to protect trade secrets. Though, interestingly, in California, where a lot of big tech firms are based, that state actually doesn't allow them to be enforced. But you're right. I think the White House is really trying to focus on a wide variety of industries that make lower paid hourly wage earner jobs, make those people sign off on these and really kind of handcuffs them when it's time to look for a new job.
Well, this is really relevant because we've been reporting a lot lately on how so many people are looking for new jobs as we emerge from this pandemic. But do we know how these kinds of agreements impact workers and their lives when they're looking for new work?
Yeah, there was a very in-depth report a couple years ago from the Economic Policy Institute, and they contended that these really do hurt wage growth, since changing jobs is often a way for a worker to get a bump in pay. And one really interesting point that they made in that report is that so many employees don't even realize they agreed to one, since these agreements can be tucked away in some employee handbook or some other thick stack of papers that a worker gets when they are hired. And, you know, obviously, Peter, a lot of us don't read all those papers when we're hired.
Right. So this is just one part of a much bigger order. The Biden administration also wants to target what it's calling unnecessary occupational licensing requirements. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so these are the one example that Biden has actually mentioned in the past specifically is a hairstylist. You know, it takes many hours of training to get that license to be a hairstylist. But the problem is they vary from state to state. So if you move to a different state, you have to go through the whole study process and licensing process again. And that can really be damaging to someone's career, say if their spouse moves and they're following them and all of a sudden they're in a new state and they have to go through that whole process again. So that's something he wants to eliminate.
All right. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks very much for joining us. Mike, have a really good weekend.
You too, Peter. Thank you.